Welcome to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's show. Many thanks again for joining me on this podcast. If you're listening to this in real time, we are having a extended weekend in the UK this weekend because tomorrow on Monday, it's the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. So that has been designated a bank holiday here in the UK. And I touched on it last week when we were chatting on the podcast, and I was kind of not entirely sure what to do in terms of the appointments that we had that day, because I think anyone who knows me now will know that chimney sweeping is pretty manic at this time of year, and we are booked up for a good few days and in some cases weeks, and for one person bands it can be months ahead. So having a bank holiday thrust upon you very quickly can play havoc with your calendar and everything. So I was quite interested to see what a lot of companies were doing about this, particularly trades companies. I actually put a couple of questions out there on social media and did a couple of snapshot polls about what people were doing. And I must admit, I was surprised at the results because they were actually quite mixed. When this all started and the news that the Queen had died had come through, like I said in last week's podcast, I was wondering what would happen, whether people would start in the same way people did with COVID. They would kind of like cancel everything and, you know, not do anything. I know obviously the circumstances are a lot different, but nevertheless, it's still a big shock to the system. So I was wondering whether that would have any impact on customer behaviour. And in terms of general bookings, it's had no impact whatsoever. But we were left, obviously, once the announcement had been made that the funeral was to be made a national holiday, what were we to do? And you've generally got it into three separate categories I found, and two of them relate directly to people who are sole traders, i.e. one person bands, and it's generally that they are shutting down because they believe it would be disrespectful to work. There are those who think the opposite, and just thinking, well, I'm carrying on, I'm busy, I need to get to work and all that. And there's a third category, and we kind of come to the third category because we have staff and we have to I have to think about more than just myself, clearly. So things like childcare, for instance, obviously schools, nurseries, etc. are shut. And also you've got to understand there's a differing range of views among your staff just as much as there are among customers. I think generally speaking, if we decided, I'll cut to the quick, we actually decided that we were going to postpone our bookings for that day, and they've now been rearranged. Some one-person bands have decided to ask customers whether they want the appointment to go ahead. I spoke to one person who did this, and apparently all their customers were quite happy to go ahead. But we had to make a judgment not just based on customers. I think what the person was telling me, I think probably we'd have found the same, that customers would have been quite happy to carry on. But we made the decision to suspend business for the day because our staff, basically. And it was an interesting exercise, really, because there's been quite a few times when I've had to do this, but I've started to think about, there's my own view and then there's the company view. I know we talked about that last week as well. And there's also a third dimension, the what's best for the staff view as well. So my own view, I must admit, I'm not massively swayed one way or the other. I am veering towards the kind of, I think it as a mark of respect, I'd quite like to suspend business for the day. That would be on a personal level. And if it was me by myself, I'd kind of be veering towards that. But the thing that kind of swung it for me was that number one, obviously there is a childcare arrangement issue with schools and nurseries being closed, and that can have an impact on staff. And also staff have families as well, and they may want to spend the day together and do what they want. I haven't asked our staff what they particularly thought about working or not working on that. I thought that the best thing to do was actually just to say, no, we are down in tools for that particular day and we'll reopen on the Tuesday. And I think it was an interesting one because although I was kind of veering towards it myself, I was quite persuaded either way. And the one thing I've noticed is that a lot of people are very much either in, similar to the COVID thing, funnily enough, people are very pro, no, you should not work. It's that you should have some respect, you know, down tools. And there's others that are saying, I don't care, I'm carrying on working. And the thing that did surprise me is how balanced it has been. And it's pretty much 50-50, I think, in terms of tradespeople and particularly one-person bands. So I found that quite informative. I actually thought it would be completely everyone shutting up because, you know, they consider it a mark of respect. Quite apart from anything else, a lot of sweeps, for instance, they are ex-services, ex-emergency services, army and all that. And obviously they have a great link with the Queen and the royal family. So you can understand it from that point of view. But nevertheless, it was quite an interesting thing. And the one thing that it made me think about whether if I had a burning desire to do something either way, would I have just done that? And the truth of the matter is I wouldn't actually. And I think I've got to this point where I think it happens to a lot of business owners who start to expand their businesses is they come to a realization that it is just more than just them. Obviously, it's your name above the door. It's your company. You may do a lot of the marketing like myself. I'm very much out there spreading the Mr. Such Chimney Sweep message. But you have to have a wider perspective and you can't just please yourself because you've got to understand that there's different personalities and there's different circumstances at play. So I like to feel that I've become a lot more pragmatic in my approach to things. And I think that's one of the things I find frustrating in a way, that you will come up against people in your own sector, in your own trade, or in business in general, who are very much kind of like, well, no, this way is the right way. And I'm kind of, I do listen to them, but I take what they say with a pinch of salt now, because I think you have to have a much wider perspective. If you're growing a company, if you've got staff, then I fear that if you do please yourself and just do what you want all the time, I think you're going to have a very unhappy workforce, because clearly you're going to alienate people doing that. So you have to become a lot more pragmatic. And I think I was reading a book earlier this week about, it's called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. It's a great book and I love it because it kind of ties in with what I was talking about. And there's a chapter, which is called Don't Be Passionate, which I quite like because, you know, his basic his basic premise is that people think that passion is the thing that gets you to your end goal and it helps you achieve. But he says that just as often we actually fail because of passion and not because we have passion, it's because of it. And he says, and I'll just read a bit from the book. He says, passion is form over function. Purpose is function, function, function. The critical work that you want to do will require your deliberation and consideration, not passion, not naivety. It'd be far better if you were intimidated by what lies ahead, humbled by its magnitude and determined to see it through regardless. Leave the passion for amateurs. Make it about what you feel you must do and say, not what you care about and wish to be. I really like that because I think the one thing I admire in people, even people I don't necessarily agree with regards to their views on things, I think I can understand the thought process, and I have a bit of a disdain for passion, because I think passion, like the book says, it can actually get you into a lot of trouble. And a lot of people, particularly on social media, they think passion is a good thing, and obviously passion gets you loads of hits, and you know this is why you have so many negative comments and trolling on social media, because passion is seen as a good thing. I actually think it's like the book says, it's actually a massive distraction. It can actually land you in a whole heap of trouble. So the passion in me, funnily enough, even though on this particular issue I wasn't really swaying really one way or the other massively, I think even if I was particularly passionate about something, I would talk it over with the staff first, and I would really analyze it. I mean, there's been things that I've wanted to do in our company, and I've been talked out of it, not because I'm a walkover, I don't think anyway. I think it's more that I've been told that actually that is not a great use of resources at this moment in time. And I've gone away and thought about it. And once the passion dies down for something, or the kind of like, I want goes away, and you look at it in the cold light of day, there's always it's a well-known fact that in sales and marketing that most people, they don't buy logically, they buy on emotion. And what they do is they then try to find logic to fit their emotional purchase. Whereas most people will happily admit that they are not logical. I'm one of those people. I'll happily admit that when something isn't just logical, I just want it. But I think it's funny when you try to kind of almost convince yourself it's the right thing to do. And certainly with this particular scenario involving bank holiday, you can convince yourself that it's the right thing to do, but if you actually look at it in the cold light of day, you probably could come to a completely different conclusion over it. So yeah, it was one of those which really made me think. And I think just taking it a bit broader, I think if you're thinking about growing your business and you're still a one-person band, what I would say is that you really do have to start to look at the bigger picture, and you've got to not just think that you're going to get everything your own way. And in some circumstances, getting your own way, even if you do end up getting your own way, it can be a detriment to a lot of other things. So I would certainly look at whether you're the kind of person who desperately wants to get your own way at all costs, because if you do, then you may struggle to retain staff, and you certainly may struggle to grow your business, because you'll get to a certain point and then you'll just cheese everyone off. And obviously in business, you're going to upset the apple cart. There's no getting away from it. If you grow your business, then people are going to be jealous. People are going to have their noses put out of joint, and that can be friends, family, associates, businesses in your area, businesses in a different area. That can all happen, and that's par for the course. That's not what I'm talking about in this case. What I'm talking about in this case is whether you get something, but actually it then harms your business, because all those other things about jealousy and, you know, name calling and all that doesn't harm your business. In fact, in a way that can strengthen your brand, because people are talking about you. But if you're talking about things that you want in your business and you get them, and you end up delivering something, but your staff aren't happy, that's not good for longevity. And at some point you'll come a cropper on it. So yeah, Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. I'm going to be dipping back into that book at some point, because it is a really good thinking book about how to lead and how to do the right thing, do the necessary thing, and be guided by pragmatism rather than by emotion. So yeah, we got a bank holiday tomorrow. Hopefully be having a bit of a day to just take stock and probably watching the television coverage. I have to say it's been quite something. We were quite lucky where we were, because as the Queen's coffin was being flown from Scotland to London, the aircraft actually came over our house and we got to see it. So that was quite a moment, actually. And I think the whole scenes that we've seen on television, I think it would have been a massive thing anyway. I think it's even more poignant given the fact that just a couple of years ago we were all in lockdown and people couldn't meet and people couldn't share things like they can do now, and people can, which is why you've literally got hundreds of thousands of people getting ready to watch the funeral and line the streets in London, and people have been looking waiting for hours and hours to file past the coffin. And I just think it's one of those situations where you just stop and think, you know, and just take stock and think, yeah, things have changed. Nothing will change. It's always going to happen. And it does kind of make you think about your own situation and your own family and all that business. But yeah, it's been like I said last week, it's been quite a strange couple of weeks. But I think, like most people in leadership roles, you can always take something from it. You can always learn a lesson, and you can take that and strive forward. And it's useful for the future. So thanks again for joining me on Trade Entrepreneur. Like I always say, if you want to send me an email, it's david@trade-entrepreneur.co.uk. We're on Facebook and Twitter at TEP Show. If you're on Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, give us a like and subscribe, and it'll tell you when the next show is available. So thanks once again for joining me. Have a great week, and we'll see you all again very soon.